KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at KHUM.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and of course, great biking and hiking opportunities as well. So today, Carol Vandermeer and I are talking with Susan Halperin, friends of the Headwaters Forest. Got some great opportunities there. All right, good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Cliff. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, everybody. Fantastic. All righty. So, friends of the Headwaters Forest. I guess, Susan, let us know what that's all about.
Well, the Friends of the Headwaters is a group of the volunteer docents that lead trails and hikes and provide information either at the Falk side, the north side, the Elk River side of the Headwaters Reserve Forest, or we also lead hikes on the south side out of Fortuna on the Salmon Pass. And we have a Facebook page where we advertise a lot of our activities and our hikes and provide information for the public who want to visit Headwaters.
Fantastic. Why is it called Salmon Pass?
There's a Salmon Creek which runs through the largest remaining section of untouched old growth forest, redwood forest, and so the pass is up on the top of one of the ridges that is in that that watershed. So that's why it's called Salmon Pass.
Very good.
Yeah, and I was really intrigued. You know, here it is so close, and I just recently learned about hikes on Salmon Pass Trail because that's not always open. So there's some special opportunities for the public to get out there, right? Susan, can you tell us about it and what
right,
it's
right.
Like to
yeah,
go hiking
it's,
there?
It's not accessible unless you make arrangements with the BLM through the Arcata Field Office. And then you can schedule a hike. And then what we do is meet at the Newburgh Park in Fortuna there. And then we have to travel through the Humboldt Redwood Company private property. So that's why you have to have somebody from the BLM with you, because then we have permission to pass. We drive up the 3 miles through that private forest property to get to the trailhead, and then we do the hike. So, yeah, it's limited in its scheduling during the months where the marbled murrelet won't be disturbed by the human presence. So the trail will open in mid-May, and then it also closes in mid-November. And it also helps protect the trail from, a bunch of people being out there when it's muddy, and it could damage the trail.
Wow, it right. Sounds like a really great opportunity to see some pristine areas that you really generally don't get to.
Yeah, it's like your own little private, preserve out there. And it's a 3 mile hike, and we call it a lollipop trail because if you can picture, walking out the stick of a lollipop, then you circle around the candy part of the lollipop, then you reconnect with the stick and then come back out. And it's about 3 miles. We have about a 500 foot elevation gain, but there's lots of switchbacks. And if you go out with me, I do a lot of talking, and so we'll stop and catch our breath and take water breaks, and we'll talk about the forest ecology, the wildlife that's out there, some of the human activities, both pre-European and post-European, we go through a lot of area that had been harvested historically, but then we also get to go through a lot of old growth remnants where there has been no harvesting. And so some of these trees, they're 1,200 years old. A lot of them can be over 300 feet tall. It's marvelous to be able to be exposed to that pristine environment.
Yeah, and I have a quick question. I know you mentioned you have to arrange with the BLM, but it's my understanding that now every second Saturday of the month you have regularly scheduled tours, so you could just drop in. Do you have to make a reservation to go on those second Saturdays?
No, that's new this season, which is great. Fortuna Chamber of Commerce had wanted to arrange this, and so it's the second Saturday of every month during the season when the trail is open at 10 o'clock. We just have a standing schedule, and at 10 o'clock we meet at Newburgh, and if anybody shows up, then we take them, and if nobody shows up, then the docents will probably go by ourselves.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So you can spur of the moment decide you want to check out Salmon Pass Trail on one of the second Saturday at 10 o'clock. So
that's correct.
So
you don't need to make a reservation for that. You can just drop by second Saturday, 10 o'clock, Newburgh Park in Fortuna, or you can contact the Arcata Field Office of the BLM and arrange for your own custom time and date, too.
Fantastic. And I think you mentioned it, but I didn't make note of it. What time do you meet there at Newburgh Park?
On the second Saturday, we meet at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. And I assume there's a limit to how many people can go on this?
No. Actually, I took 60 kids a couple of weeks ago from Ferndale Elementary and had quite a few chaperones with us. And couldn't do a lot of discussion because the trail is a single track. A lot of people spread out, so it can go from that number of people. And I've taken single folks out as well. So it's very variable. It's just whatever anybody would like to arrange.
This time of year, what kind of temperatures should folks be prepared for?
Oh, it's probably the low 60s, mid 60s. I advise people to wear layers so that as we're going uphill, people can take off their jacket. And then as we're coming downhill, they may want to put their jacket back on. And on a day like today, where we would get some nice overcast, we may get some of that typical fog drip, which is so important to the redwood forest.
Absolutely.
And we talk about that. So, and we can go out if it's raining too.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, my ultimate favorite time to be in a big redwood forest is when it's raining. Because it's so beautiful. It's just the colors pop. The smells are so intense. It's really absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. The only time I don't like to go out is when it's been so windy like it has been the last couple of days, because we even get a lot of trees that can be subject to wind throw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
That is absolutely true. Well, this sounds like a great opportunity. I would really encourage folks to get in on this while you can, because you've made it very easy with just dropping into Newburgh Park there every second Saturday.
Yeah.
It is really just a wonderful opportunity. Very easy.
Yeah, and Susan, are you also involved in some of the special walks that go on the other part, the Elk Creek
on,
Trail?
On the north side, the Elk River Park, part that goes through the old historic town of Falk. I don't lead those. Generally, Julie Clark leads those. She's with the BLM. But I go with her and just to help folks out. And we also have a Halloween event that will be coming up in October. We had one on the 28th of October last year where the kids can come with their parents, and we have storytellers, and we have the spirits of the town of Falk that show up and tell about the historic town, the lumber town and mill that used to be there. And let's see, we also have a hike coming up on the 23rd of September on the Elk River side. There's going to be a fish biologist from the BLM that's going to be doing a walk then. The time, I think, I don't have the time in front of me, but if anybody is interested, they can go to the Friends of Headwaters Facebook page and get information on that.
Absolutely wonderful. That sounds great. Yeah, I've been on the Elk River side. I've not been on the other side of the Headwaters Forest. So it, that sounds like a great opportunity. I may take you up on that this summer.
And Amy and the whole KHUM crew, I'll take you up on Salmon Pass.
Fantastic. I don't know if I can get my youngest son to go. Really? We have to walk?
Exactly.
Can't we just play video games instead?
Right.
But, yeah.
That's great. And I also want to mention, Cliff, a while back we talked with the BLM that they were planning on some trail improvements on the Elk River side. They're going to be doing that this fall. So things are developing and improving and changing all the time. So it's, I really appreciate the Headwaters because it's just like a little mini getaway trip for me, so close to home and getting away into a new place. And I plan to put the Salmon Pass trail hike on my list of things to do this summer.
Me too.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity. And while we have Happy Trails going, I want to touch on something we touched on yesterday here on my show. I had Mike Wilson, our Humboldt County supervisor, in to talk about the Great Redwood Trail and the opportunity we have for that. I had Senator Mike McGuire on, who proposed this bill. This is SB 1029, which will convert the North Coast Railroad Authority to the Great Redwood Trail Agency. Now, the NCRA has been in trouble for some time, and they are officially going to be running out of money sometime around September. And although this this bill, SB 1029, has been widely supported by everyone, it's been just sailing through local state government, being supported at every county that it's going through, being supported by Republicans and Democrats. There is a little bit of trouble because now we're talking about money. So yes. it has to be funded to preserve this right of way to make this 300-mile trail between here and Willits, and then into the Bay Area, which is just amazing. So right now the governor's office is taking calls of support. You can actually call; they will log it. You just say, "Hey, I am calling to support SB 1029." They will log that, and phone calls are taken very seriously. So the phone number is area code 916-445-2841. It's very easy. You just have to call that number. A staffer will open it, will pick up the phone, just say, "Hi, I'm calling to support SB 1029. They'll say, "Thank you very much."
And I want to add in there, just as you mentioned, Cliff, it's not only important to say you support it, but you support funding.
Funding.
So, yeah. We've really got to add that in.
Thank you.
Did it. It's easy. It's quick. And
it's real easy.
Like Supervisor Wilson, you know, mentioned, we need to create a buzz from the local community here that we don't just want to pay it lip service. We want to make it happen, and making it happen will require some funding to, you know, buy out those right-of-ways and make that possible.
And we're talking about $10 million, which in the scheme of things, for the entire state, $10 million is a drop in the bucket. But it is still still money that needs to be spent. And right now, from what I understand, the governor is thinking, well, maybe I'll just kick this down the road to the next governor. But the problem is that by the time that happens, the NCRA may no longer be in existence, and there'll be no agency managing this right of way. It could be chaos if that happens. So there needs to be a smooth transition to the Great Redwood Trail Agency. So call the governor's office, say that you support funding. I've underlined funding of SB 1029. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? If you can't remember that, just say the Great Redwood Trail. Okay, it's SB 1029. Again, the phone number is area code 916-445-2841. Do that when you get a chance, and they'll take your call, and they will log it. They're definitely tallying those. So
right.
Fantastic.
Alrighty. Great window of opportunity.
Great opportunity. All right. Well, Susan, we're going to take you up on the offer to check out the Salmon Pass Trail. That sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
Right. It's such a special thing, and I'm so privileged to share it with folks. So I hope we can get lots of interested hikers out there and can enjoy the Salmon Pass.
Yes.
Thanks for all the work you do, Susan. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Wouldn't dream of doing anything else.
Fantastic. All righty. And, Carol, thank you so much for pulling all this together. Really appreciate that.
Es. And we appreciate KHOM for Happy Trails.
Thank you. All righty. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.